Welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your hosts, Zakira and
Mikey.
And we have been very consistently dropping these episodes for y'all, so we need some confetti.
We need some shares, some comments to say I'm watching, I'm listening. That's all we need.
Yeah, so we've been getting very organized, syncing calendars, making sure that we're in the studio because we've heard from you guys. I know some people were saying, dang, when are more episodes coming out? We've already seen and heard all the episodes. Like, we need more stuff to listen to. So we are here making sure that we are bringing you guys more episodes. So today we have a special guest with us.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Anila, and she is on Married to Medicine TV. She is also the partner for Private Label Extensions Tucker, which if you have not been to, make sure you swing by there because it is drop dead gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So she is chilling in the studio with us today. Before we dive in, Mikey, what's been happening?
I had a conversation with Anila. This is her first podcast. She's been
on tons of TV. I can't believe it. It's crazy. I've done so many interviews and obviously been on TV, but like it's the first podcast. I'm like, where am I sitting? What is going on?
So she's asking for lists of questions, this, that, the other. And I'm like, Zakira and I have been doing this for so long. We do minimal preparation.
Yeah.
And stays natural. And that's just kind of it. So we're going to have some. Anila's like, oh, if there's a bad thing, I say that we can just cut it. I'm like, nope, that's a viral moment.
Please edit it. Please.
Well, we let, for the short episode, the shorts, we use a program that I'm very fond of to cut up all the episodes, which is AI driven.
Yes, we just had an episode about AI, a full episode. So right. Make sure you listen to that as well.
So we'll let the AI decide what short clips come out.
Come on, AI needs to come through for me.
Yes, so let's dive right in. Okay, how did this even begin? How did you meet Mikey? I know that you were introduced to Mikey, so how did you guys meet?
So Dallas was my hairstylist.
We all love Dallas.
I know. I love him. He's like my brother.
Yes.
He's family.
Yes.
Literally, he's like half Indian now at this point.
We love Dallas. I feel great because Dallas was not taking hair clients. And so when Dallas first started working with us, I asked Dallas to do my hair. He started doing my hair and he does hair for a select few people. So I got spoiled going to Dallas's and getting my hair done. So Dallas is definitely, he's amazing.
He's amazing. Yeah. So you're a lucky one.
Right.
But so he started doing my hair and I loved all the looks that he would do. And he started putting extensions in my hair because, you know, let's face it, when you have kids, you know, you lose a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so after my second kid, I was like, God, Dallas, you know, my hair is so thin.
Yeah.
And so then he started putting extensions in, like the microlings or just clip-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gave so much body and so much volume. And the best part is that it felt just like my Indian hair.
Yes, yes.
And so I fell in love with it. And I was just like, how can I get into this business? I love it. This is amazing. And that's when he introduced me to Mikey.
Yes.
Yes.
So that was cool. And actually, you know, a little short story is, so Anila is friends with an old friend of mine, like the wife of an old friend of mine, who actually, we just went out to dinner last night. Rishi and I were out.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
She just called me. I'm like, I'm at Private Label. I can't talk to you.
So Rishi, I was like, Rishi, wherever you want to go, man, haven't seen you in a while. It's like with people in your life, I feel like you need to stay in contact with them. You don't want to lose contact.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to Rishi and I said, Rishi, look, it's been too long. We got to grab dinner wherever you want to go. So he's like, hey, let's go to Preachy in Buckhead. I'm like, Buckhead?
What's wrong with Buckhead?
I like you. If I'm going to drive to Buckhead and be there at 7 o'clock.
Oh, you drove? You didn't even Uber?
You don't like Buckhead?
Buckhead?
Yeah.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
I don't go to Buckhead.
What?
Buckhead has turned into
It's just not me.
It's like, a lot going on.
It's nice. There's a lot of nice restaurants, a lot of nice people there.
Yeah.
It's not me. I live down the street from here. I have hundreds of restaurants. I have Old Fourth Ward.
Yeah.
I have Ponce Highlands, Virginia Highlands. Ponce Market's right there. Like, why would I sit in traffic? It's just a little different out there too now. like before. It's always been a little different. I'm just more of the like this dangerous side.
You're more of a city. You're like more city
kinda, vibe, yeah, kind of thing. I don't know how to explain.
So Buckhead City.
It's like a
Buckhead special.
It's an upscale city that has a lot of just extra.
Extra. Okay. Extra. So we don't need to get into that. But anyway, Rishi and I had dinner, so it was great because we had that other connection, mm-hmm. indirect connection. So besides with Dallas, we had this indirect
connection. If you had to do a background check on me, you could ask Rishi.
I already did a background check. Yeah. So you guys don't want to know what's on that background check.
All good stuff.
So just having that, I felt a lot more comfortable working with you, doing business, because we have mutual friends and that, which was just totally random.
Yeah.
So that part was really great.
Did y'all talk about me?
Last night?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, you say. I need to know.
Nothing I can need put to out know. On a podcast. I'm not trying to go that viral.
Right. I love it. So we did the partnership with Private Label Tucker. And my first time actually spending time with Anila was when we were in Miami for the Bronner Brothers show. We were like road dogs for that weekend.
Yeah,
and we were. Your spirit is just so amazing. Bubbly, funny, loving, all of the things.
Aw, thank
you.
So
it's really great to be just in the arena with you. So you talked about you met with Dallas and he was putting extensions and stuff in your hair. That's how you wanted to get into the business. What does partnership mean to you? Like, what is, when you thought about getting into the business?
I want to know this too. Let's make sure everything's, Dolly, let's make sure everything's recorded. Okay. I'm cutting this clip myself so I can keep it on my phone. If she gets confused about what,
cut all this out. Done, okay.
I'm just going to text her this clip. Anila, please, sorry for the interruption. Please proceed.
Uh-oh. Okay, this is all going to be edited.
Yes.
No, to me, it just means like I want to be part of the business. I want to know everything about it, the ins and outs. Like this is my first business. Like I've never had a business before that's been mine.
So yes.
It is all new to me.
Okay.
But with that said, I want to know everything about it. Mm-hmm. So if it's the whole like training to be able to work the storefront, learning that, which I did do some training on that.
We need more.
Yeah, so
no problem.
So okay, so this was your first business actually starting off. Were there any fears going into actually starting the business since you had never had something that was just yours? I know that there was probably like excitement because now I have this thing that I can call my baby that I am, you know, building and growing. But then also, what were some of the fears going into?
The fears are just like not like I think it's just not knowing all the details of everything. And I know that like the good thing about this business is that Mikey has it in such good control.
Right.
Which is different from like starting a business like
from scratch and you actually figuring out.
Yeah. Like you have it up and running and you know all the ins and outs. But now my fear is not knowing it. Like I still feel like there's so much to learn.
There is. Yeah. And
so that is like probably my biggest fear is like
just,
Once I feel comfortable and I have all that knowledge, then I'm like, okay, I can take care of it. Mikey, don't worry about anything.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to get to.
Yes. And so I think a lot of people who are actually getting into business who may not have had like a catapult start, but they're like starting from scratch, a lot of their fears are, well, what if I don't understand this or what if I don't know? But I think that it's very important that you keep going. Mm-hmm. And so the special thing about that is that because you got frustrated, it wasn't like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. It was like, okay, I will keep learning. Yeah. I will keep understanding. That way I'm a beast at what it is I'm doing.
Yes.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. It's going to take time. I mean, it's easy for me because I'm in year 10, right? So I've been doing this. I'm overseas in the manufacturing facility and everything else. Like I went in hard.
Yeah.
So for me, I kind of just letting you learn little by little. But what I don't want to happen is someone to be like, oh, you're a partner of Private Label? Tell me what's the difference between raw hair and virgin hair or something like stupid stuff. Like, because people will try to, it's the internet and other things. Yeah. But so people need to understand, hey, you're coming into a seasoned business as a partner, and it is going to take a little bit of time for you to get up to speed with certain products, certain procedures, and everything else. Yeah. So But that's exciting that you're coming into something with structure. You're going to have be able to put in your input of like, hey, Mikey, I don't understand why we do it this way. And I might be like, well, because we do it this way because we got screwed last time when we didn't. Or I'll be like, you know what? Let's relook at that because that's a fresh perspective. So I'm excited about having that fresh perspective coming into the business because this is someone that needs to relearn everything at a much higher level.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think that also when people think about business, they think instant gratification. And so I love that you are very thoughtful about, okay, what do I need to learn? Like, what goes into this? And so that also tells people who are listening, because we like to educate as well, but that tells people who are listening that you're not going to make it overnight. And like, you have to become a master at the craft that you're creating. That way people trust you, they know you, they like you. And when you build that know, like, and trust, it's a no-brainer for people to start shopping with you. So I think that that's important for sure.
And, you know, also like for you, I want to be able to take some off your plate, you know, for you to feel confident in me to be like, you know what, Anil's got this under control. She's got Tucker. She knows how to handle it. Da da da. And you feel like I got a good partner. Like, you know,
absolutely.
So
yeah, I mean, I was very confident in Anil's abilities. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here today. There's just no way. Like, I don't need it. I don't need to do it. Like, it'd be more of a headache than anything else. And to be honest with you, it took some time to make sure, like I said, Anil, let's just slow things down. Let me think about it. Let me make sure. Because there are people that we have worked with in the past where things didn't go as scheduled.
Right.
Right. We lost a lot of money on some of these things where we invest in people and it gets frustrating. So we have to make sure we protect ourselves because we do want to grow private label, obviously, the business. And we're going to do that through a lot of partnerships, brand deals, and other kind of things.
Yeah.
But we have to make sure that we're headed in the right direction. We don't need to move. We want to move quick. Mm-hmm. We don't need to move fast. We just need to move right.
Yes. I love that. Not quick. Wait, what did you say? Rewind.
We don't want to move. We don't need to move quick.
Right.
We don't need to move fast. Uh-huh. We need to move right.
Got it. I like that. Yeah, that's actually really good. That's a really good gym. Yeah. So Private Label Tucker, it took a while to get the store open. Let's kind of go back because I know we have an episode that talks about actually building a storefront. So the things that it took to go into Private Label Tucker, what were some of like the headaches and the...
Where to start? So this store was a big undertaking. Yeah. So it's a large space. Mm-hmm. We bought the building and then said, okay, we're going to make this right.
Yeah.
We got to do it quick because Anila was filming and we production's like, Anila, are you sure this is going to be ready? And you're like, oh yeah, Mikey's got it. Which was fun because it's, you know, that's kind of one of my things is doing the real estate side as far as build outs and the design and everything else. Luckily, we had my girlfriend, Mary Margaret. She's great with design. If you see the beautiful background here, she did this.
Yes, it looks so great.
So it was tough, I think, because of the permit situation.
Oh my gosh.
City of Tucker and DeKalb County, they just don't communicate, but they have to get permits done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go
to- You went up there so many times, didn't you?
I was up there every week, like, hello? But then DeKalb County wasn't back at work yet.
DeKalb County
not at work. They're not at work at work. So when they're at home, not at work, I mean, it's like, it was rough.
Yeah.
So it was a little stressful.
Yes.
We had to do things a little bit more my way than their way.
Yeah.
So we could film this stuff. But it turned out great. Beautiful. Even though we don't know if any of the recap clips will show up. So the episodes that we filmed, a little bit showed up, but the grand finale didn't show up.
It didn't show up yet.
Yeah. There might be a clip or something like that, but it looked good.
Yeah,
it's so good. That whole evening was just beautiful.
And that's where I was segueing to. How was the grand opening?
It was amazing. The whole place looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. We had like tables set up. Everyone came. You know, we had a backdrop that one of my designers beautiful made backdrop. That was beautiful. Yeah. We had people like Dals was in the back doing people's hair.
Yes.
including my nanny.
Yes.
One of my good friends like did her hair like a transformation with extensions and she came out looking beautiful. My whole family came, my kids. We donated to 50 Shades of Pink, right?
Yes, I think that's the name of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was super surprised. She was really, really happy and thankful. So, I mean, the whole event turned out amazing. And it is disappointing that it didn't show up on the episode, on the finale. I think some other things that happened that season took over. But I think that it will.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think in the next season, or when they start filming again, that it will
come up. And so how has it been transitioning from, because you weren't always on TV. And then, so you got this opportunity to get on TV. How were you feeling? Was it something that it was a no-brainer and you were like, yes, I want to do it? Or was it like, let me think about this?
So it was so unexpected, to be honest. Like, I remember getting a DM on Instagram, like, hey, we want to talk to you about a really big show on, like, a reality TV show. And I had no idea. I gave her my number. She called me and she didn't even tell me the show name yet, but she was like, do you want to interview for it? And I was like, okay, maybe. And so, then later when I found out the show and stuff, I told Kieran about my husband about it, and he's way more private than me.
Yeah.
I was already a blogger and an influencer, so I already kind of put my world out there, you know, on a smaller platform.
Yeah.
But this was going to be a lot larger.
Right.
So
millions of people watching larger.
And so when I was like, you know, he was like, okay, go ahead and interview. I mean, you probably have a 10% chance of making it. I was like, damn, you really put me that low? But so we interviewed, and then there was another interview. Then there was there was several.
Right.
And then finally the percentages went up.
Yeah.
Kieran. But then they just, you know, they asked us to be on it. It just happened so quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was friends with Toya. You know, that's kind of how we got introduced
got
to be
it.
On it. And, you know, it was very natural, you know, like there was just a camera there, but, like, you know, me and Toya were just acting normal. The kids kind of looked at the camera a few times. They didn't understand, but then they got used to it.
So yeah.
Eventually it just became kind of the norm, you know, with the crew coming in and, you know, putting their lights up and stuff. It was just, we talked about what was going on in our life.
Yeah.
You know, and so you kind of get used to it because it's reality.
Yeah. And so that's even a type of partnership, because you're married and they came to you and were like, hey, we want you to interview for this. Were there any reservations within your household that was like, you know, we're not too sure?
We were a little bit hesitant about the kids.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of wanted to keep them a little private, you know. But at the end of the day, if you're on a reality show, it's about your whole family.
Yeah.
And so you can't hide things.
Yeah.
You can't, you know. It's all of you that are in it. And so, you know, we were okay. It's not like, you know, the show is not just on the kids. It's
for sure.
Our whole family.
Yes. So. And so were there any goals that you had personally going into TV that you wanted to accomplish while being on TV?
Really just being myself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not shying away from anything, just being authentic and being real. And that's what I gave everyone.
Yes. And so then we had the hair extension business that started. And from there, of course, it was definitely a big opportunity for marketing and all of those things. So how would you say you utilized the TV show to catapult the business?
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to do anything at Private Label, you know, whether it be a pop-up or whatever, you know. So, you know, at that time when the business was opening, I had to learn a lot, like training and stuff. So we did a lot of filming, whether it be training or showing my mom the business.
That was
one whole
scene. That's dope.
Yeah. I think Dallas and I might have had a scene, or with the builder, there was a scene. So
Rockin' Dave.
Rockin' Dave, I showed Quad. I remember bringing Quad to the...
Quad.
Yeah, so we did, you know, whatever opportunity, because that was what was happening in my life at that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, there were just different... Every opportunity that I could have to show it. Actually, the season before, I remember showing Quad the hair.
Nice.
Like, the beautiful hair that, like, this is what I want to get into. This is what I love. And I remember we pulled it out. I can't even tell you how many messages I got after doing that.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You know, that's just showing the hair. That's marketing right there. And so, so some of those scenes made it, but not all of them.
Yeah, for sure. And also for Anila. So Anila doesn't necessarily wear a lot of the products we sell, right? We're not putting in closures and frontals and
right.
fill-ins and stuff
we
like that.
We did some wigs now.
But we did do some wigs and it looked great.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I'm also working on to make it easier for her is we have a new line of clip-ins coming out. We have the seamless clip-ins. Mm-hmm. We actually just had the samples and they look great. The colors were amazing. I just didn't feel like they were thick enough. Mm. So we're adding more density as far as hair in the clips. I want you to hold it up and it looks very thick. So when you put it on, it's going to be great. So we do have those kind of products coming, which is going to be easier for her to use and for her to market, showing people how to clip it in. Hey, look mm-hmm. how easy it is. And then, so next week when I am in the countryside, I am going to be working with them on making a seamless clip-in that has the hair machine injected over the seamless.
I love that.
So it's actually, instead of seeing that little tab where it's seamless, it's actually hair. So I do have some samples of the tape-in. So I'm bringing a bunch of stuff to China with me to work with my team to develop these products. And I'm very thankful that Private Label has grown big enough where I am invited to, you know, the factories and working hand in hand with them to create new products, take ideas, because we take the feedback from our clients and they say, oh, I wish it could do this. And I'm like, I bet you I can make that happen. Yeah.
And that's actually special though. That's another part of partnerships. It's like building, and you even said this at the beginning, you like to stay in touch with people. So it's like creating the space and environment to where it's literally like a phone call. And especially in business, you want to make sure that you're very fluid and flexible and you can literally get on the phone and be like, hey, I have this product that I need to be changed or altered or all of these things. So it's great that you know how to build relationships within the partnerships that you're building.
Yeah, it's really it's important.
Helpful. Yes.
It's definitely. So yeah, I mean, this next year, we're going to do a lot of different types of partnerships and deals with other people to bring on certain products. And
yes.
It's going to be fun. I haven't shared everything with Anila yet.
Yeah.
I have plenty to fill her in on.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun 2024. It's going to be definitely going to be a fun year.
Yeah. So what would you say, Anila? I know that this was your first business by yourself, but what would you say are probably like the top two things that you may have taken away as far as structuring and running a business?
What would I say? Running a business.
And it can literally be like you came in and you had never run a business before, but you saw the way that this was done and this kind of helped you in another area of your life as well. Mm-hmm. So anything like that?
I think really just having that that like upper management like level, like being kind of like in charge of a business is like, you know, you feel like you're just a stronger, you know, powerful person, you know? And so I feel like because I'm way up there as a partner, you feel like you have that power.
It's the confidence.
It's the confidence.
I think after my first business, my confidence, cause I actually didn't have a lot of confidence growing up, and it wasn't until I had my first business, despite it failing.
Yeah.
My confidence level after having that business, though, was
skyrocketed.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't care what people think. Mm-hmm. I'm doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. They don't run my life. And it helped a lot.
Yeah.
But I also think for you, having the support between your friends and family is something that not everybody gets in business.
For sure. That's true.
And Kieran, her husband, has been a great support system for her.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The Private Label team, of course, Dallas, and then her cast members.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's one thing that I've noticed outside looking in, that she has
that's a
great support system helping her out and just, you know, saying, hey, you know, maybe here's some ideas. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do an event there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things that go into that where honestly, not a lot of people have that. So I feel like you should be very thankful to your friends and family and thank them for being very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talk about that a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My husband, you know, I mean, you know, he's definitely been there side by side and he's like, I'll help with the business. You know, anything I can do, he's there.
That's so amazing. It's good to have a quality partner that understands like your desires and can support you. And whenever you don't have it, they have it. And whenever you feel low, they got you. Like that's an amazing thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when we were setting up for one of the events that we were filming for, he was in the back. Kieran is the back, like helping move stuff, setting up stuff. And I was like, okay, this guy.
Yeah, he was moving things around. Like, he's like, when you're in this, like, he tells me all the time, you're going to have to be 100% in and know the ins and outs of the business. Like, he doesn't take it light, you know, like, it's not a joke. And so he's like, yeah, we'll bring the kids. They'll do some work too. Right. Like, let's all do something.
Pack these orders.
But it's actually really good for the kids to see this. And they learn.
Yes.
You know, I didn't come from any entrepreneurs in my family. And I think about how much of an advantage it would have been to have an entrepreneur to learn from and just see. You're not, maybe not learning, but you see and you have a little higher level of understanding.
Right.
And I know he works very hard. We were actually talking about it at dinner last night. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best surgeons for your eyes in Atlanta, hands down.
Millen Eye Center.
I'm definitely getting my eyes done soon. So when you see me on the podcast, you're like, Mikey looks about 5 years younger. Yep, I got under the knife. I don't care. I got to do what I got to do.
He's good. He's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's exciting just to have you guys part of the private label family and to get a different perspective to help grow the business. You know, I'm excited to see, I know you have a lot of opportunities and been in talks with a lot of different people about upcoming opportunities for television. Mm-hmm. We can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Just going to have to wait and see.
Yes.
You know, but that's going to be exciting because honestly, TV can help elevate a brand.
Yes,
it can. Awareness.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're still, because Tucker's are the store we've opened, that's the most recent store we opened, and still building awareness. There's still so many people in Atlanta that does not know we have a store in Tucker. People come to the Atlanta showroom all the time and they are trained to say, hey, like, what area do you live in? Oh, I live in XYZ. Did you know we have a store right down the street?
Yeah, highway.
That's awesome.
And they're like,
that is really good.
No way. I don't have to drive all the way. I love you girls, but I don't have to drive all the way here to get my hair. No, you can go to Tucker.
Yeah, so good.
It takes time to build awareness. So I think Anila is going to be an important part for us to help build awareness.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Anila, what are you looking forward to the most as the business continues to grow?
I can't wait to just, like, first of all, like, go there as often as I can, you know, but also, like, on my platform, keep marketing it, keep sharing everything. Like, I want to let people know how great the different products are.
Yeah.
The like, as I get samples, show everyone how easy you can put in a clip in or, like, I want to be able to, you know, or even the tools, the hair tools, like, use it, show it. So definitely market it as much as possible and, just all private label, not just Tucker, but private label
in general.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that's an important thing that we've built is nobody is selfish within private label as far as, you know, Dallas has the Charlotte store, but everything Dallas does helps all stores.
Yes.
Angela Yee has the Detroit store, but anytime Angela Yee mentions private label, even Detroit, it helps all the stores.
Yeah.
So it's really a team effort. Yeah. Of all of us working together for marketing, promotion, learning how to be better serve our clients, always improving the products. A product's never done. A business is never done. The marketing's never done. And Anila is great at marketing. Like, if you see her Instagram, she's getting invited by some pretty cool brands to do different.
And the outfits. Let's get into the hair, makeup.
Oh, yeah. Outfits,
like, because every time I see Anila, I'm like, dang, girl, where did you get that from?
Yeah, no. So, like, I am a brand ambassador for Revolve.
Okay.
And Forward. And so, you know, I've been working with them for years now. And so, you know, get clothing all the time. And, you know, I'll do reels or pictures.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I bags too from Forward. So they're, like, two of my biggest, you know, brands that I work with, but there's a list of different brands. And, you know, you get emails every day, products every day. But I'm at that point where I'm very picky now.
Definitely.
So I'm very selective because I want my viewers to see only what I find that I like, that I love and value. So
I think that's important too, because when you don't have integrity in your business, the smallest thing can happen. Like, the smallest thing where somebody may say, oh, well, I bought this product that you recommended and it's trash.
Right. And I would never want to do that.
Yes.
So, definitely. I know that, like, beginning when I started blogging, like, you would take whatever you could get, mm-hmm. you know? But now, even if it's a lot of money behind it, if I don't like it
yeah.
and I'm not for it, I'm not gonna work with that.
And that's really good. Yeah, I love that. And we know that you started off as a blogger influencer. What is like one or two things that you would share with someone who is interested in getting in that space?
Getting in the space.
Yeah.
I would say really find your niche, mm-hmm. you know, like,
Find out
what makes you unique,
yeah.
because that's how you're going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And like for me, it was more like, you know, being that mommy type of blogger
yeah.
for like the moms that are out there that still want to be trendy mm-hmm. and still want to look cute.
Yes.
You still can, even yes. if you have kids, you know, like you can like get yourself together mm-hmm. and look cute and go out.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like my niche, you know, and then I'm Indian. So like, you know, kind of like for the South Asians, there weren't that many South Asian bloggers at that time when I started, but, I would definitely say, you know, be consistent, mm-hmm. like with your posting,
yeah.
you know, make sure your images are high res, you know, Reels are just real. Like things have changed a little bit now.
Things have changed a lot.
Always going to change.
Yes. They're forever changing.
It was more like, you know, pictures. It
yeah.
was all pictures. Now it's just, it's reels.
Yeah.
It's videos. It's TikToks, you know? So, but being consistent, engage, you know, with your audience, your viewers, like with the comments, like respond back to them.
Yeah.
That's how you kind of get more views.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these tricks, you
yeah.
know, but, being consistent with your postings and with your stories, that's where I would start,
yeah.
you know, and then reach out to the brands, you know, if you're
I was just about to ask you
yeah.
because we actually have a whole podcast. I don't remember when we recorded it, but on influencer marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're talking, and I know that your background, you start off as a blogger influencer. I was going to ask you because there are a lot of people that we talk to or that I hear talk about, dang, I really want to get into the space, but like, how do I start?
How do
like,
start?
Who do I reach out to?
I remember. Sorry, not to cut you
off. Oh, no,
you're fine. I remember going to Lenox Mall
mm-hmm.
and I was just walking around and I would just go into different boutique stores that mm-hmm. were there and I would talk to them like, hey, I just started blogging. I would be happy to blog
yeah.
any of your outfits. And I remember the first company just, I didn't even think that I was going to get free clothes, but they just gave me like free outfits.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, I was so happy.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember going home and taking pictures of it. And like, I had my nanny take pictures of me
yeah.
and posting it. But that was like one of the first ones I remember. But then, you know, I was shocked more by like how many likes I was getting
mm-hmm.
and how many comments I was getting. And
yeah.
then, you know, as time goes and you keep on doing it, people are like, okay, she's on to something.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it is a lot of reaching out in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like just emailing, texting, DMing different brands
yeah.
like, hey, you know, and it's always like an exchange in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then money can come later.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be patient and it's
yes.
a process. It
yes.
takes time.
Yeah.
It's not going to come that quick.
Yeah.
Just like starting a business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be patient. Mm-hmm. Can't worry about the money in the beginning.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. A lot of outreach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be as selective as you wanna yeah. be mm-hmm. because you know.
But you can be. It just may take you a little longer to
yeah,
get.
It's tough.
You gotta take
yeah.
what you can get
because,
in the beginning.
Yeah. I even know, and I was telling Mike about this because he started Beauty Clout a while back. And so when I started getting brands reaching out to me, I wasn't always getting paid for it. I think my very first paid one might have been like $75.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were companies that had came in prior to that that I was like, dang, this would be really great to post, but I didn't believe in the product. And I was like, dang, this is like, I really want to do it, but I should not do it because you would not catch me going in to purchase the product
right.
or using the product, or I wouldn't want to portray something that I just totally don't believe in.
Yeah.
So I think with that, it takes a little longer if you're not just.
It will take longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I've never got a brand deal. No one's ever reached out to me. Public service announcement, Built Basics. Check my account. I have
right.
Literally 300 units of clothes, all
you
the podcasts,
Mikey,
wearing
it. We need to get you in Built. We need to.
I know.
We have to.
Come on.
We have
basics.
To.
Basics. Look, I'm tagging you in there.
We have to.
Check out my account. Actually, it's a funny story. I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before, but so there was an ad running, and just to show support.
Yeah. Right?
they had an ad running and I commented because I knew this was an ad running.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that other people would see Built Basics because I don't want Built Basics to go away. You got to help support the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, love these shirts. It was probably this shirt, mm-hmm. same kind of shirt. Love these shirts. I think I have probably 20 or 30 in my closet.
No way.
Oh, I have at least probably over 100 shirts from
yeah.
Built. At least over 100 shirts. All my pants, everything, underwear, everything is from Built, right?
Wow.
Because it fits me.
Yeah.
I have very long arms.
Yeah.
Right? And my fit, it's hard to find clothing for. And somebody says, oh, you're lying. You don't have that many, da-da-da-da. And this is a couple years ago before I bought like exponentially amount yeah. of stuff. And I took a screenshot on my account and I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. I actually bought 40 shirts for Built. Thank you very much. Here's screenshot proof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I've never got a brand. You know, Hair Business Blueprint, my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I know it's eventually coming. I haven't been as consistent. We're mm-hmm. about to start a podcast for that. So
yeah.
I'll have you on that after a few more months.
Yeah.
And, you know, some software and other things, they're going to be like, hey, Mikey, can you do this? 100% though, at this point, I'm not doing it because I need the money. It yeah. will have to be, I like the product.
Yes. Yeah.
So if it's some crappy software company or this, that, the other, don't contact me. I ain't promoting you. Or I will say, you want me to give an honest opinion? And if it's not good, I'm going to, you know, I'll fix it.
Yeah. You know, so.
But, you know, it's cool that even Zakir getting $75, growing up yeah. with no social media, there was no social media when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And then to think people are making a living just posting photos.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid.
And this was like.
That wasn't one of those checks like, hey, Mikey, what do you want to do when you grow up? I want to post photos and get paid.
Yeah.
And get free stuff and dance around
yeah.
to music.
And that was like almost 5 years ago. Like
I know. First one. I mean, yeah. I have to say that I am a little lucky when I started.
Yeah.
I feel like I started right when it was getting really big.
Yes.
And I grew really yeah. quickly in the beginning. I feel like now it's a little bit harder.
It is. It is a little bit harder. It is.
But then it was like followers were just coming and yeah. I'm like, oh my God, all of a sudden I just grew and I'm like, okay, this is the thing I need to do.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's much more difficult to get followers these days. I can't even buy a follower these days. At Moran Mikey.
And don't follow me. That's one thing I'll say.
I know.
I would
if you are trying to be a blogger,
yeah.
do not buy your followers.
There was a point where I think a lot of people were buying followers mm-hmm. and then Instagram did this huge purge.
Yep.
And then yeah, Instagram did a purge and then everyone who had bought followers, you could see their follower count just dwindle down and then everyone knew who bought followers, yep. who didn't buy followers.
Yes. Well, if you are really legit like trying yeah. to be a blogger, these brands want to see your analytics. Like
yes,
they want to see
do.
Your ratio of male and female.
Yes.
They want to see what countries are yes. following you.
Yes.
What cities. And you have to show that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
They do. That's yeah. actually one of the first things that they ask you. Well, some brands will, some won't. They'll just look at kind of your follower count and your engagement on their own. But then after you complete it, they want to know, hey, send us the analytics mm-hmm. because then that will determine if they ever want to use you again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to be legit.
Yeah. yeah. That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. So I know we talked about a lot today, but is there anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to talk about or anything that you have coming up that you want people to know about?
Well, that kind of stuff I can't talk about.
Okay.
Because
that's top secret. Over here.
Top secret.
You know, there's a lot of things in the works.
Yes.
And a lot of talks.
Okay.
But I can't really talk about that.
Okay. Right. Well, just know she working.
I'm doing things and yeah. things are happening.
Yes. So. Okay. I love it. Any piece of advice that you would share with anyone who is looking to either start a business or anyone who is looking to get into the influencer space or just any things that you touch and you work on? Is there any one piece of advice that you would share?
I would just say, you know, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's something like manifest it, like, believe in it, mm-hmm. you know, keep trying. I know there's going to be like times when things will be down and,
yeah.
you know, you may not start off doing things right, but like, don't give up, like keep trying, manifest it, think about it, you know, have that support with
yeah.
your family and friends and keep pushing and it'll happen.
Yes. I think some people need encouragement sometimes, even if you're listening to something. I know there's many times where I may feel like just irritated or down or something, and I may go on TikTok or Instagram and I see like a short clip video and it's like, I think I was listening to the maybe it was the CEO of Essence, where she was talking about she doesn't say she has a bad day until after six bad things have happened that day. It's like something could go wrong and it's like, okay, you know, got to keep going. I got the rest of the day, something else. And she was like, by that sixth time, it might be like, well, damn, this day is just trash, you know, but before that, and I thought about it and I was like, dang, that's so true. Like we get to wake up in the morning, we get to do the things that we do. And there are so many other things that pile on top of everything that you have going on. And it's like, keep going, like just keep going. And the bad day, it's not really a bad day because there's a lot of other things that happen that were good during the day. Exactly. So things like that. So sometimes people may be listening to this podcast and you saying, be encouraged, don't give up. It may be helping someone. So we appreciate that.
Don't give up.
Yeah, I would say after being an entrepreneur now, almost for two decades, if things aren't going wrong, if things just aren't going the way that you thought it would, you're just not pushing hard enough as an entrepreneur. You've got to break things. Things have to go wrong. You got to keep pushing through it. Otherwise, if you're just kind of cruising along, you got to be really careful because there's going to be someone like me right behind you. I'm going to run you off the road like Georgia State Patrol.
You don't want to be right in front of Mikey, because if you're right in front of Mikey, he is gunning for you, literally. And being right behind Mikey, it makes you feel like, well, damn, am I doing anything?
But like, I'm either going to knock you off the road or I'm going to try to partner with you because I see the value in you. Yes. And I said, we got to work together in some capacity.
Yeah.
We're all about working with people.
Yes. And one thing that I love about Mikey is he's very transparent. He always wants to help people. That's one of the things that Private Label is about. It was built on just serving and community and helping people. So that is one of many things that I admire about Mikey. Oh,
thank you. But, I paid her for that, by the way.
But after this podcast, you'll be able to, we'll put in the show notes the information for the Tucker store about the show, Married to Medicine, Anila's Instagram and social media and all of those things. That way you guys can connect with her off of the podcast.
Yeah.
So as we come to a close, make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube channel. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify.
I like her mind.
Because you know what? I'm looking at this. And I was about to say Shopify, but Spotify, all the things. Make sure you email us, DM us, comment, let us know who you want to hear from so that we can bring them on the podcast.
And we out.